Great evening, everyone. Today is January 10th, 2024. You are now in the company of a biblical sweetheart. I'm yours truly, Arira Kennedy. And so I just want to stop past this evening and say hello. How are you? I hope this week has been incredibly good to you. And even if it haven't, I have a word of encouragement that I want to share tonight. And so I will begin. And so as for me, it has been a tornado of a week. From Monday was incredibly stressful for me, but I got through it. My biggest issue is that my trigger, I think most of all, is when things happen out of my control, unexpected. And that's just a part of life. And, that's just part of life. My other issue, I would say, but that's the top. But my other issue is, like, I can literally tell when something is going to be complete, when stuff is going to go completely wrong. And the part that bothers me the most is being right. I can't stand it. And so, those are my two major things. And I think the other challenge is trying to stray away from my harsh emotions, like, in the moment, my harsh emotions in the moment. Sometimes I'm extremely frustrated and harsh in the moment, because I'm just the type of person, I strive to do my best. And I think that when I give my best and everything is just not aligning with that, it is very frustrating for me. And so, you know, 2024, I'm learning to just, I feel like Peter, in a sense. I have to allow God to walk with me along the troubled waters of my life, and learning how to not be upset when that is a part of my DNA of, you know, when things happen, I get upset. And so for me, I'm trying to stray away from being upset. It's very challenging when you've been that way for so long, if that makes sense. And so I am struggling in a sense because, you know, I'm trying to stray away from habits and behavior that I know doesn't suit me. But it's just that I can't explain it in a sense where, I mean, even if I explain it, it won't line up with the word of God. That's how I can put it. But I'm not trying to, I don't want to badger myself in a sense. I don't want to convict myself of something that God is trying to assist me, you know, bit by bit in a process to learn a new habit of remaining calm and using the faith that lives in me versus frustration, anger, in moments where it is common for me to react a certain way. You know, it takes time for you to undo habits. And so that's how I'm moving forward in 2024. You know, I just want to do things. I love for things to work out for the best. That's my nature. And I think that I get overwhelmed and frustrated when I'm working towards something and things are not lining up in the way that I would like it to, you know, to work out. But on the other hand, I thank God for grace, because even with these emotions that I struggle with, I have faith in God always, and I love the way God intervened despite my struggles, and he knows my desire of my heart to do well, and I feel like that overstands with God my weaknesses. And so for me, I am thankful for his grace that he doesn't hold back on what it is that he has for me because of the way I am not equipped to have a specific habit. Even though God wants me to have certain habits, he knows where I've been. He knows what my habits currently, where they root from. And he knows how long it's going to take for me to recover and from those things and to be in a stable new habit. It's a process of training, and it doesn't change overnight. So for me, that's my story for this week. And I'm expecting a better finish. I'm expecting a better result by the end of this week. And I'm not a person to give up, but I've learned that giving up is not a weakness, especially if you're giving up something that brings out the worst in you. And I'm learning not to be afraid to apply my faith in areas where people who don't deserve, who we would say, because of what they may be about, because of what people may have done. I'm learning to extend grace in place of denial or rejection for other people. And so I was looking at a scripture from like Luke 6:27. And in my mind, I was saying to myself, because the scripture says something to the effect. It says, but I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And so for me, I'm just learning that how to be who I'm called to be. And that's a woman of God that speaks life. Excuse me. A woman of God who speaks life. And I used to be that person. And when life happened to me, I changed. I became very frustrated. You know, when the walls close in on you and you go into defense mode. And if you've been in that mode for over 6-7 years, you know, and then when you finally get a ray of hope, when you finally learn what faith looks like, when you finally have encounters with God, when you have his intercession, you know, excuse me, when you have those encounters with God, it changes things. It really changes things. And unfortunately, you know, we live in a world where everybody just seems to have the tongue of judgment, the mindset of judgment. And so I took what I read and I said, wow, I need to extend this especially to myself. You know, sometimes we can be our own enemy. Sometimes I'm sure we can be in areas of our life. We can be our own enemy. We can hate ourselves. And I think that sometimes we have to, like this cough I have to tell myself, girl, you need to sit down and you need to go to bed 2 hours early. Girl, you need to do this. You know, it would be great if you just, some self-care is so mandatory. And I think that the moment when we learn how to love ourselves the same way God wants us to love others, it's easier to become a habit to treat other people, even if they don't deserve it. But when we learn how to apply love to ourselves, it's easier to extend to others in every situation. And we don't know how powerful we are in the spirit of God, especially in the spirit of love and in the spirit of God. And so extending that to ourselves makes it very easier for us to command our day and to see ourselves in a light, even in troubling times where we're like in troubled waters. So stay tuned for part 2. Be right back.